Chaver, I discussed tonight to be in Williamsburg by a chasen of cousins of my wife. I've mentioned here before that my wife's mishpacha is mekusher to the Mor v'Shemesh. They're straight from the sister of the Mor v'Shemesh. My children come straight from the sister of the Mor v'Shemesh. So I thought, how can we not learn a little Mor v'Shemesh tonight? I was with the mishpacha at Tzchus Yagin Aleinu Bez Hashem Isbarach. It's very interesting. At the beginning of the parasha, we say, Nasoas es rosh b'nei gershon gam heim leveis avosam lemishpachosam. So we talk about gershon, and this nasi of gershon, we raise up the rosh b'nei gershon, and we refer to them leveis avosam according to their father's house, lemishpachosam according to their first each mishpacha within that beis avosam. But if you look back, when we spoke about kahas, so we hear, again, by Gershon, it was leveis avosam first, then lemishpachosam. But when we spoke about kahas in the end of last week's parsha, naso, the same exact, naso es rosh b'nei kahas, mitoch b'nei levi, lemishpachosam leveis avosam. The order is reversed. It speaks about each individual mishpacha within the grand beis avosam. In that order. The Hil Gemara v'Shemesh wants to know why. So he brings down an incredible idea. He says, as you saw the Gemara Bava Mesia, the Mishu b'no ben b'no b'nei Torah. Mishu shehu u'b'no u'ben b'no b'nei Torah. If you have a trilogy, three generations who are b'nei Torah, father, a son, and a grandson. Shuv ena Torah posekes mam laolam. Lo yamushu mipichon pizar pizar zara, right? That we know there's an assurance, there's a bitachon, that Torah will never leave that family. That's what the Gemara says about Messiah. Now, the Bar Veshemesh, he qualifies that a little bit. He says, don't think this haftacha is an assurance and it's magical. But of course, each generation still needs to put in some level of amelus. Some level, it doesn't just happen. You have to grab on to the ways of the ancestors. You're not going to put yourself in and be amel at all. It's not going to help. So you know your father, grandfather, and great grandfather. They were all b'nei Torah. You say, I'll sit back and I'm going to be a ben Torah. It doesn't work like that. So then he asks, so what is the difference then? If it takes amelus, what is the difference? So he says the chiluch is very subtle. He says somebody who has that trilogy of ancestry of b'nei Torah, so him even with some level of amelus will much quicker have a deep connection to Torah, while others we need much more serious amelus. Other misha, right? We'll need misha ein avosav ha'izadikim. He needs avoda avodas avodav avodas masa b'shkei derabo. You have to put in way more toil, but ultimately everybody has to toil in Torah. So he says that's pshat. That's pshat when we spoke about B'nai Kahas. Who were miyuchos l'shlosha doros. It's Kahas, Ben Levi, Ben Yaakov. You had the three generations already in that family. Still, it mentions mishpachos before Beis Avosam. The Beis Avosam is that trilogy. The Beis Avosam is the yichus. That each mishpacha needs to work on themselves. It doesn't just happen. Mishpachosam, you have to make yourself and put it on melus, and then you'll connect leveis avosam. When speaking about B'nai Gershon, it's referring, Mar Veshemesh says, to a different type of Kedusha. Who was Gershon? He was the Bechor. A Bechor is a certain innate Kedusha that even without any Amelus, that's not Keser Shel Torah, that's a certain Keser Shel Kedusha. A Bechor, a Kayin, a Levi, there's certain levels of Kedusha that's just innate, that's inherent. So there, that's Leveis Avosam first. that comes directly from your lineage, and that leves avosam for each mishpach. That's how he explains the change. What that means for each and every one of us chaver is as follows. There's no question in life that there are certain moments and certain places and certain people where there's inherent kedusha. We haven't been there in a while, Hashem Yirachim, but when we stand by Kaisel Maravi, there's a feeling of inherent kedusha. And when we stand in the Maris HaChpelah, there's a feeling of inherent kedusha. Those of us who have been zoicha to stand in Umma by Rav Nachman, everyone's there together, by the Baal Shem, there's inherent kedusha, you feel it. And that's in place, in Makom, and in people. I have the schus to be a kayin. I have the schus to get up and duchin 2 days of Shavuos and give brachos and be a shliach of Hashem. This week's parsha, Yivrech Hashem, Yishmerech Yor Hashem, Panav Elach, Mechunek, Yisa Hashem, Panav Elach, Yisrael Hashalom. Those of you who are not Kohanim, you can't become a Kohen. It's not, I didn't do anything. I didn't put in any amelus for that. This Kedushas HaMakom, this Kedushas HaIsh, this Kedushas HaZman, Shabbos Kodesh. It's good. Tomorrow night, no matter what we do, it's going to be holy and we're going to feel it. And there are times that Hashem gave us these beautiful matanos and this beautiful inherent Kedusha. And there's a lot to that. And we have to tap into that. And we have to feel that. But that's few and far between. That's B'nai Gershon, and that's there. But there's B'nai Kos. B'nai Kos is to remind us as well that even if you think, oh, I'm putting myself in the right scenario and I have already 3 generations, I'm set, I'm good to go, I have a father as a Ben Torah and his father is a Ben Torah and his father, I'm good to go. No. You want to connect to Torah, you want to connect to mitzvahs, you want to connect to Hashem, you want to be consistent, you want not just the momentary highs of Kedusha that can be inherent. That takes amelus. That takes avodah. That takes hard work. Hashem will give us the sparks once in a while. That there are inherent sparks. But ultimately it's up to you what you're going to do in your life and that amelus and the hard work you're going to put in from Tzara Agra Bez Hashem Esparach. Ano amelim kamal schar. Yigati yimitzasi tamen. Yigati yimitzasi tamen. The only that we could see and believe as any hatzlacha is through that yigiyas. The sparks of Kedusha are there. The sparks of Kedusha are there at times. But we have to put in our amelus. We had the sparks, Lel Shavuos and throughout Shavuos. Now it's up to us as we enter into the challenging summer months. And they are challenging for all of us. Whether it just be because I'm out of the structure of Yeshiva, whether it be because I have to walk down the street of Central Avenue, whether it be whatever it might be, there are challenges, they're real. The summer brings real challenges. So that's not, I'm not going to be able to rely on Lel Shavuos when it's the middle of the summer. That was the spark to remind me what I could be and want to be. So I put in that melus. So I showed the Rabbon Hashem who I really am. Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoyche to carry the torch, the Eish Shel Torah from Shavuos into the year, to put in all that melus. Be not just B'nai Gershon, but B'nai Kos, until they're all serving in Beis HaMikdash with Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera B'yameinu. Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,
Shabbos Koydeh. Hey, Shabbos Koydeh. Hey, Shabbos Koydeh. Hey, Shabbos, Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos, Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos, Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh. Hey, Shabbos, Shabbos Koydeh. Shabbos Koydeh, Shabbos Koydeh, Shabbos Koydeh, Shabbos.